Living at high altitude is popular, since lower oxygen levels there boost red blood cell counts in a natural way, which, in contradistinction to chemical means, is permitted. It also makes it harder to interpret ABP results, leaving room for chemical enhancement as well. Remote places, moreover, are harder for out-of-competition testers to reach. Another option is to get advanced warning of out-of-competition testing from corrupt or sympathetic officials. Asbel Kiprop is a Kenyan runner banned in 2019 for failing an EPO test. He told the AIU that he had often been warned of supposedly unannounced tests. Tip-offs give athletes time to dilute their blood or to wait for microdose drugs to clear their bodies. If all else fails, they can simply hide in a cupboard when the testers come knocking. If elite athletes go AWOL too often, they can be sanctioned, but as a failsafe, it can be a useful tactic. The principle, says Dr. Tucker, is never take a test you won't pass. WADA's task, meanwhile, is made harder by the fact that, unlike dopers, it must operate in the open, leaving its methods vulnerable to attack. One way to interpret official limits for some substances, says an observer, is as a sanctioned value up to which athletes can push. Natural variations between people mean the allowable limits for some substances must be reasonably generous, leaving room for athletes to boost them artificially. Such variations, says Dr. Tucker, are one reason why the ABP, which tracks changes in an athlete's physiology over time, is difficult to apply to steroid doping. Natural levels of steroid hormones vary widely between people. Even within an individual, they can fluctuate sharply, depending on stress, sleep deprivation, and the like. And because a doping ban can be fatal to an athlete's career, anti-dopers must err on the side of caution. WADA's processes are tuned to minimize the number of false positives in which innocent athletes are wrongly accused. That means they will generate plenty of false negatives in which the guilty are incorrectly cleared. Money and national pride complicate things further. Though WADA oversees the anti-doping system for many sports, it relies on national authorities to do most of the legwork. Many countries have really improved their approach to anti-doping over the past few years, says Dr. Catlin, but not everyone has the resources to do that. In 2013, Rennie Ann Shirley, a former boss of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, said a lack of resources meant her organization had conducted only a single out-of-competition test in the months before the 2012 London Olympics, at which Jamaican athletes won a dozen medals. WADA itself is not exactly flush with cash. Its budget for 2021 is $40 million, less than some individual athletes earn in a year.